I really did learn a whole lot. Not only can I apply to like actual public speaking, but I can apply to my own life. And my professor was just amazing. And the people that were in the class with me were amazing. I feel like I accomplished a lot, and I'm really proud of what I accomplished in that class, and really appreciative of the support I got for taking it and the belief that people had in me, and especially Big Fatty. Like, anytime I put anything on Twitter about that class, he would just be like, "I knew you could do it. Now you know you can do it." Or, "I never had a doubt that you were going to do well." And like things like that. It's just, it brings the biggest smile to my face. And as much as I don't really go out seeking validation, it validates me. It validates the feeling proud of myself feeling I have.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I really did learn a whole lot.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3270. WFO for Wednesday the 19th of August 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, another sensei, and some voice letters. Yes, be ready. Hello, duties. Big Fatty, you said duty. I did say duty. Big Fatty, vulgar duty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your duties today. Y'all, I just went out to the Villa mailbox, and today was nothing but junk mail. You know, advertisements, and one of them was from the furniture company, and one of them was from the Total Wine. They're trying to get you to buy their house brand of wine and liquor. And the other, Big Fatty, the other was from the Ford dealership. They wanted to help me buy the Super Duty truck that I've always wanted. Y'all, I didn't know I wanted a Super Duty truck, Big Fatty. And y'all, I didn't even know I needed a Super Duty truck. Big Fatty, from the duty you left in the toilet this morning, you need more than a Super Duty. Big Fatty. Music. It's true, y'all. By the way, when I was up visiting, by the way, y'all, Alex evidently the Haunt Cub got confused. He thought that he couldn't decide. He didn't realize if Craig or Alex was married to Brandon. And y'all, it's just so sad to see him go downtown like that. But anyway, Alex sat down at the piano, and he just played the happy music. Yes, Big Fatty, by ear. He looked kind of silly with his head down on the keyboard. But anyway, but let's see. After I talked to you yesterday, I went for a nipple walk. Went for a nipple walk and got in about 7,000 steps, I think. Y'all, it is muggy, but I got back and took my share. It was late share for me, and then I watched some of the sports ball, and it was time for, but first, y'all, we had almost a full crew. The only people we were missing were the Faye driver and Alex Lefebvre. Professor Lefebvre had a faculty meeting on Tuesday, so he couldn't make it Big Fatty, mainly because it was after 10 o'clock, his bedtime, that too. Y'all, we're having a contest, but we're not choosing teams per se. We each pick who we think's going to win, who's going to be a comp beast, and who's going to be America's favorite. So the Faye Driver and Alex are going to have to get in touch with old Crooked Hat before Thursday and let him know who they choose for those. But and there's not going to be a listener contest or anything like that. It's just going to be to embarrass the people that do shitty on it. I stayed up and I watched the beginning of that Stephen Colbert. He's live, because it was after the convention, and let's see, what else was I going to say about that? So I was up a little bit later than normal. I think I went to bed about 12:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, of course, I had some issues. I'm not going to blame this one on Whitman Tinker. Everything was just kind of out of the normal yesterday. So, once I went to sleep, y'all, I slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, that Gary Bearden, y'all, he sent me, oh, wait a minute, I'm on the wrong thing. He sent me a testimony, not a testimony, but a Twitty, that said, let me see if I can find it here real quick. It said, Big Fatty, where is it? Oh, it's right here. It says, Big Fatty, I just pooped in the bed. Didn't have to change the sheets yet. So, y'all, evidently, Gary sleeps in his own filth. Big Fatty! But y'all, when I woke up, I said, well, it's definitely after 7 o'clock, but I don't know. Y'all, it was quarter till 11. Big, y'all, evidently I needed the rest, and y'all, I got it. So then I got up and had my breakfast and coffee and got dressed, and then Hortensia stopped by, and then while I always go out on the veranda when she's here, and I was playing the Candy Crush there for a while, and I said, you know what? The sun went behind the clouds. I said, I'm going to go get me a partial nipple walk right now. Y'all, I picked up about 3,500 steps on that partial nipple walk. And then once Hortensia left, I got my share. And y'all, and now I'm sitting here doing the little show. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, before I move on, I want to open these cans that were in the Villa Mailbox. Make a wish. Yeah, guys, y'all, I forgot to tell you, I wrote Gary back and I told him that I knew all of Pride 48 would be very proud of him. Y'all, our first COD, and y'all, these came in like Saturday or something, and so I'm just getting around to opening them. This one is from Illinois, and let's just, y'all, it's addressed to the owner of the Fat Villa. Big Fatty is kind of occupant. Yes, I guess it's occupant. And we're just going to open this. It's in a gray envelope. And y'all, on the front, it says, Bacon fixes everything. And you open it up and it says, except old age. Big Fatty, you're screwed there. Happy birthday. Fatty, wishing you all the best on your exiting day. Y'all, it's from the Robs. Big Fatty, we love the Robs. That is just lovely. Robs, thank you so much for that. And you're right. Bacon does fix everything except old age. Y'all, our second card today is from Francie. You know, she's the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal Show. And y'all, she's put all these stickers of popsicles and watermelon and on the envelope. Let's just open this up right here and let's see what we got. And oh, Big Fatty, y'all, it's got some little it looks like gummy bears, but they're all doing something different. And it says "Happy Birthday," and then you open it up and it says, "Hope your day is full of surprises. Have a happy birthday. Eat a big piece of cake with love. And a laugh, Francie, number 3 fan of the BFO. Hi, Poodle. Hi." No, I'm sorry. That says "Hug, Poodle." Hug. It says, "Squeak, squeaky kitty, Big Fatty." That's okay. So, Francie, thank you so much for that. That's just lovely. That's just lovely. And y'all, I've got a couple other things that I'm going to open either tomorrow or the next day. So I'm going to save these cards, and I'm going to put them up in a picture a little bit later on in the week. I've got a couple of postcards here from Miss Bacon. One's for me, and one's for Scotty. So, but y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, the Laughing Buddha says it'll be the end of January when I finish reading these. Y'all, our next census is from the little Aussie battler. That's Scotty. He lives in Mexico down in the future. He's a semi-lurker. Been listening since episode 001. He enjoys hamming it up with Big Fatty. The one thing he would change is he wants Big Fatty to use metric measurements, please. He's called the voice letter number. He has been to a Pride 48 event, but has never but has never used a special chair. And the last time he sharted himself, y'all, it was in England in a forest. Big Fatty, Forrest Gump. No, it was Forrest Dump. Big Fatty. And y'all, someone told me that Scotty now has a new boyfriend, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shoggetti.
Hey,
how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Just calling in to tell you that, I have a big adventure ahead of me.
Oh, adventure.
Yes, okay. I shall be taking all of the gang with me.
Oh, good. Yes.
Well, you know, like a lot of us, I've been mainly indoors for the last however many months it is.
Quarantine.
And, it's still quite difficult to know quite what's happening in the future, of course.
But, absolutely.
Well, you know, just in case. I do have to go back to work in the office.
Yes.
I have decided that I need to try and creep outside.
Creep outside.
And as it happens, I've got 2 weeks coming up, so I intend to valiantly stride out there into the fresh air.
Oh, Big Fatty!
Fresh air. Yes.
Big Fatty, did he cough
and,
into his elbow?
I've not yet had to wear a mask because I've not been out properly.
Well, how about a clown mask?
You need to wear one, but I should be doing that.
Uh-huh.
I've been busily recording an episode of my show.
Okay.
You know, every little tiptoe, you know, every little experience I've had.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
Sticking my head out the back door and things like that. That sounds rude. The front door, the back door. Well,
yes.
I do stick my head out the back door.
Yeah. Nothing. Oh.
Poodle, tell him off.
Oh.
That's
vulgar.
Yes, I intend
to...
talking
about the back door.
Well, I intend to go out there.
Like a butthole.
And I'm sure I'll record you my first message.
Oh!
You know, once I get out there, and I'll let you know how it goes.
Oh, that'll be lovely!
That is all I really wanted to say, just to let you know that if you don't hear from me, it's because
you died.
I've fallen down a well or something.
Oh! Lassie!
I called Dealey, the cat.
Where's Lassie? You know,
like in an episode of Lassie.
Lassie!
I've fallen down a well! Dealey, please come and rescue me.
Oh, Timmy!
I don't know why I'd be doing it in that high voice.
I don't either. It's just silly.
Perhaps on the way down, I damaged myself. Anyway, yes. I'm waffling.
Waffling? How about pancaking?
Okay, you take care.
Okay.
And I hope you're all well. And, yes. And the next time I report back, it'll probably be from outside.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Bye bye for now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Y'all, that, of course, is Paul the Shy Yeti. And Shy Yeti, thank you so much for that call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Shy Yeti, as you heard from Scotty's census, while you're out in the great wild, watch your step, because at some point Scotty took a big old dump out in a field in over there in England. He did not designate which forest that he dumped in. B, Fanny, you're just vulgar.
Bird fucker! It's me, the Haunt Cub
and the Haunt Daddy
in the jalopy.
Hey, Big Fatty, we just called to wish you a
happy birthday. Hope your day is filled with lots of happy music and cake.
Ooh.
And that you have a great one.
Have a good one, Big Fatty.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye now.
I see y'all. That is the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy. First of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, that's the call that last week I read the transcript, and it said it was the hot tub and the hot daddy. Daddy. Gentlemen, thank you so much for that. It's always lovely to hear from you. And thank you so much for that Aya Fryer cookbook. Y'all, by the way, you know, I opened Cods today, and now I got a voice letter wishing me a happy celebration of exiting the Big Fatty. And the mail is slow as Mr. Cackle trying to get to the toilet. Y'all, by the way, did you hear that Mr. Cackle is selling the Craft Castle? Y'all, it's just unbelievable. So, y'all, if you want a place that has been cleaned like it's never been cleaned before, that's the place to buy. Let me just tell you, y'all. But I got a notice on Tuesday that I've got a package coming, and y'all, I don't think it's something that I ordered. So y'all, if you sent me a package. And y'all, it's coming via the UPS, Big Fatty. supposed to be arriving hump day. So y'all, I'll be inappropriately touching myself, I guess. Well, Big Fatty, what if it's toilet paper? What if it's that dump that Scotty left in the forest over there in England? Well, you know, y'all, it's better than a paper bag filled with it and set on fire on the on the doorstep. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, as always, I'll be heading out to the Von's East. Y'all, I looked at the preview circular, and there's not a whole lot that I want to get, but y'all, they sent me a coupon, $3 off if you spent 70. Big Fatty, just buy 3 pounds of hamburger, you'll spend 70. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard my youngest daughter, Nessa, from over there at the yellow Nessa little show. And Nessa, I know you listen every day, and what would you like to tell all the listeners about today's little show?
I really did learn a whole lot.
Oh, a whole lot. Is that spelled H-O-L-E or W-H-O-L-E?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.